Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
What's with all the negativity?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The truth is, there are plenty of reasons to be pessimistic about the economy. But a recession is certainly not a foregone conclusion. In a survey of economists out this morning, more than half put the odds of recession at less than 30%. The forecast from the National Association for Business Economists does predict slow growth for this quarter and for the year. They're saying GDP growth will be about 2%. That'd be the weakest since 2002. The National Association of Home Builders has even more reason to be gloomy, and they are. The group comes out with its monthly housing market index today, and it may hit an all-time low. Amy Scott reports.
If real estate developers are down in the dumps, things must be pretty bad. Christopher Thornburg with Beacon Economics says home builders are usually the ultimate optimists.
These guys always see the good side of things. You go back a year and a half ago, and these guys were believing the nonsense. Their surveys were relatively positive.
Not anymore. Last month, home builders' sentiment fell to its lowest level since the index debuted almost 28 years ago. In September, groundbreaking on new homes plunged to a 14-year low. Construction figures for October come out tomorrow. Thornburg says past cycles suggest the market could bottom out halfway through 2009.
I would argue that this is going to be worse, just because it's so much bigger than it has been in these past cycles.
But the National Association of Home Builders is naturally more optimistic. The group predicts the housing market will start to turn around in the middle of next year. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The overseas stock markets are mostly lower to start the week. In Japan, the Nikkei fell 0.75%. London's FTSE is down a small fraction so far. The Dow starts Monday at 13,176. It actually gained 1% last week. The NASDAQ is at 2637. The S&P 500 stands at 1458. They both added 0.33% for the week. I can't see myself reading an e-book. I still like the feel of a paperback in my hands. But Amazon.com isn't giving up on people like me. Today it launches a new handheld e-book reader. More now from Sam Eaton.
Amazon.com's new portable device is called the Kindle. Electronic book readers have been available for more than a decade now, but the online retail giant hopes its wireless reader will transform the business, doing for electronic books what the iPod did for music downloads. And technology analyst Rob Enderle says since Amazon is already in the book business, it may have the advantage.
If they can address the historic content problem and provide an iPod-like experience on an e-book, they could, in fact, cause this platform to take off.
In the past, ebook devices failed to gain much traction. They were clunky, and there wasn't much to download for a fee other than the latest Star Trek novel. That's slowly changing as publishers ramp up their ebook offerings. Random House plans to nearly double the number of electronic titles it offers next year. But Enderle says ebooks still face an uphill battle. He says the main challenge is that their paperback competitors work just fine. I'm Sam Eaton from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. By Medtronic, supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's mission to cure diabetes and its complications. More at jdrf.org. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
In times of trouble, investors often sell stock and go liquid for a while. They put cash in money market accounts or short-term bond funds. But even those, it seems, are not immune from bad mortgage investments. We found out last week that a General Electric bond fund was knee-deep in the subprime goo. GE offered people a chance to get out at 96 cents on the dollar. Alan Sloan, what'd you think of that?
Well, it's horrifying is what it is. You see that now all sorts of mutual fund companies and some of the big bank companies are saying, gee, we had this toxic waste in our money market fund, but we'll make sure to make you whole, which is in itself sort of scary that the sponsor has to make you whole. Mm-hmm. When you have a GE bond fund that says they're not going to make you whole, that really makes me sit up and say, what on earth is going on here? And one of the things it makes me say is, why isn't GE standing behind this? But we don't know that. I can tell you the rules for not running into trouble like this.
Okay, what are they?
It's very simple. When you're dealing with a money market fund or a short-term bond fund, I mean, they're all essentially the same, except usually for their fees. And in the case of the money market fund, the reason I, thank God, have not had to lose a minute's sleep over subprime whatever is my money market fund is a low-cost fund, and it doesn't buy that stuff. The place you typically run into these problems are funds with higher-than-average costs that, in order to be competitive, then have to get higher-than-average returns on assets, so they do what's known in the trade as reaching for yield.
So what do you think investors should do right now?
You just want to be careful. And if you're going to be in money market funds, you can be in a money market fund that owns nothing but various U.S. Treasury things. You can be in money market funds that have low costs and are therefore less likely to run into trouble. Whenever you see a higher than normal yield, you want to look out.
All right, Alan, since we're approaching Thanksgiving, what would you say are the turkeys on Wall Street right now?
Well, the turkeys are money market funds with trash in them and a lot of commercial banks and brokerages, which suddenly found there were all sorts of turkeys in their portfolio that are gobbling up profits by forcing them to require losses.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, happy Thanksgiving.
And to you too, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.